This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, Fleetwood Mac with a Don't Stop. I'm Sharad Kutin, Melissa Idris and Joyce Go. We're not going to be stopping until we hit 10 o'clock this morning. Remember, we have a range of interviews, news and analysis for you. It is the 3rd of July and you can be part of this conversation at any point in time by tweeting us at BFM Radio or WhatsApping us at 018-789-8899. Now, many studies out there that tell you that friends are a good thing to have. Maybe not Jamal Yunus. You might not want to be his friend. But if you're looking to have friends, apparently there's some patterns in a new Finnish study suggests that we kind of peak at about 25 when it comes to making friendships and we are in sharp decline after that. Only problem is other studies have shown that a lack of strong social connections or loneliness can actually be detrimental for your health.
Okay.
To your health.
That, I mean, so we know that it, you know, you need to have kind of a strong social support. Having friends is good for your health, right? Good for your quality of life. But how do you make friends as an adult? Because if you're only... You know, if according to this research that says we make friends up to 25 and then we stop making new friends, what if you don't have enough friends by the time you're 25? How do you then make friends as an adult? And I can say I found it very difficult personally, just through personal experience. I find it difficult to make friends now more so than I was when I was in my early 20s.
And the reason is because you're busier or you just it's because of circumstances of work or...
Maybe I'm less friendly, not a good friend. Okay, I'll give you an example. Last week I was at a conference in Singapore. It was a week-long conference. So, you know, you meet the same people over and over again. I was attempting to make friends as an adult. And it fell flat. It was terrible. I don't think I did make a lot of new friends. Acquaintances, yes, you change name cards, yeah. And you you know, say hi and have idle chit chat, but how, I guess it was difficult because I was looking for something, you know, to connect or to kind of be more friendly, mm-hmm. I guess beyond the general acquaintances. What I found was to be friends with someone, you have to hang out with them. And, you know, as part of adulting, you're so tired all the time.
You're so busy with yes. your life and with your work and everything else that sometimes you don't have time. But I agree with you, Melissa, but sometimes I feel, for me, through work, I have met people through work and they've become friends. But that takes time, as in, like in a conference is tough, yeah. But it's about meeting up and after that. There's a girlfriend of mine we met, I think, maybe 7-8 years ago and through work, and we hit it off and we've been friends ever since. Not a colleague, she works outside
okay.
from where, but
oh,
through work
through
we met
work.
Yeah. And
well, see, there's another dynamic that can happen, I guess, is that there's a kind of meeting of minds. And so you go to a conference and you might find that the conversation you're having with somebody is both intense and deep and exciting, that you want to maintain that engagement. And maybe it begins with work-related stuff or in sort of intellectual interests. I mean, say if you're at a conference, but it could develop into a lasting engagement, which could be, which in time you might consider a friendship.
Yeah.
No?
So you know, when you meet someone, first you go, okay, I've got the right vibe here. I think that's, you know, we were on the same wavelength. We can talk about things. But how do you take it that step forward? How do you become friends after just that initial meeting of minds? Because you have, you know, great conversations with people all the time. But how do you become friends? And I think that next step is something. It becomes harder as an adult because of fear of rejection or, you know, don't want to put yourself out there as much. And you just don't have time, to be completely honest.
I think for me, it's more of time, like you say. And just to follow up and it's important, like you say, to hang out. So it's to catch up, to actually have that face-to-face interaction, to have that coffee, to have that lunch and connect. Because you're meeting in an event or at an assignment, it's just hello, change of cards, this is what we're talking, the topic is this, and after that bye.
But yeah, even if it's a great chat, yeah. That's all that
correct.
It is, right?
And whether there's a follow up after that,
correct? Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I do think though, and some people say it's a friendships are a function of time, or the quality of the friendship is a function of time, but in my own experience, friendships are things that can be sealed in the moment. You know, it's like falling in love, except,
ooh.
You know, it's platonic, right? And I think it's it becomes, and this is an expression actually, axiom of amity. It's really about the quality. It's an axiom. It's axiomatic. It's fundamental. Oh. It's the foundation on which that is the friendship, and it can be a seal, I think, almost immediately, instantaneously, because of certain attraction, a mutual attraction.
Research, however, has proven you wrong, Sharad Gooden. It says that it takes about 40 to 60 hours to form a casual friendship, 80 to 100 hours to be upgraded to being a friend, and you have to clock in a good 200 hours to become BFF.
See, it's time and effort. It's also, you know, it takes two hands to clap.
Where was this research? I mean, almost there is research to prove everything, right?
And to the contrary. Don't be skeptical of statistics.
Yeah, and it's also a question of how you want to define the process. And people like to see things as developing in stages. And if you ask the right questions to a bunch of people, they might give you precisely the kind of answers you want. So I would take all this with a pinch of salt. I do. Personally, from experience, and actually it's in the literature as well, the sociological literature, that friendships are axiomatic. They become unchallengeable, unnegotiable. And so, and it's like loyalty as well. So a lot of things might, come in the way of it, but you still hold on to those friendships.
But I think there are different different levels of friendship, like from acquaintances to good friends. Yeah, so maybe for Sharad, you get on with someone, but how deep is that friendship is also another thing. Like if that anything were to happen to you, would you call that friend, that acquaintance first, or would you call your good friend who you've known for years or someone that you connect with every day or you catch up with every day? To me, I feel there are different levels of friendship.
And I agree. Sometimes, spending time with people doesn't necessarily make them your friends, right? Mm-hmm. You can spend a lot of time with someone, doesn't mean that you can connect or you can view them as a close friend. Or even if you open yourself up vulnerably to them, you may not have the same connection.
Well, there are a lot of things in life that remain a mystery, and I think friendship is just one of them. We're going to be back with a look at Jamal Yunus and his enduring appeal for the people of Sungai Besar. We're going to be stay with us. We'll be back at BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.